If you see that on the TV, that's a classic ass song. I am sorry, Going Down is classic.
That's classic.
Oh man, see, this generation don't just don't know songs that we grew up with, yo. You see, I haven't gone for it. But anyway, how you doing tonight on this Friday night?
I'm doing awesome.
No doubt, no doubt, no doubt. And how have your week been?
It's good.
It's good. So, first off, how much had Tubi been a godsend to the Black independent creator?
It's a platform that, there's a lot of platforms out there, but you know, it's one of the biggest platforms for independent Black filmmakers such as myself. You know, a lot of people know that, you know, this is where you can go check out movies for free. Doesn't cost you anything. So that's the biggest push that I tell everybody. Hey, you know, it costs money. You know, people, everybody's like, I ain't got no money, but it's free to support on Tubi. Watch it for free. So there's no excuse.
Yeah, I'm 48, about to turn 49. So I give my age. Everybody know how my smoke is, not how old my Black ass is. And I think about the Black exploitation days, right? Because, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, my dad used to play all those shits from the Mac and all that. And it kind of feels like we in that kind of an era now. Because you have so much Black content out there. And I mean, it is actually pretty damn good. I know people talk shit about Tubi, but Mama, you got some fire over there. I just want to let you know.
Oh, thank you.
And everything. So, and you in South Carolina, you from South Carolina?
Yeah, I'm in Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh my goodness and stuff. And the one thing I got to ask you before I go into my particulars and we really get into this show for my smokers is, what's the most gratifying part so far in your career as a producer, director, writer, and pretty much misses everything when it comes to this?
I guess it's people saying that they're watching a movie, it, getting out there, a lot of people liking it, waiting for the next movie. That's the biggest thing, you know, just having everybody waiting for the next movie. And when that drops, they're waiting for the next movie, just keeping everybody excited and ready for some new fire.
Yeah, because you got 12 of them on Tubi. You got
I have 15 on Tubi.
You got how many?
15.
15. Oh, excuse me. My bad. The post that I read, Smokers, I forgot was old. So she didn't add it to Tubi. And how long did it take y'all to turn these movies out?
It just depends. Normally, it might take you about a month or two to film. But it could take maybe up to a year before they're released sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. So, see, Smokers, I not only try to show you the adult film side of creativity, I also enjoy showing you the other side of the creativity, the Hollywood side. And I love talking to my Tubi content, my Tubi creators, because, I mean, no, actually, excuse me, let me correct that. Black independent film creators, because they need that spotlight. And we have some great ones out here. That's why I always rag about Tubi all the time. So with that being said, hello, smokers, and welcome to a special smoke episode of the Smokers Lounge. You know who I am. I'm Kevin Arthur, Southern Champ, a.k.a. The Porn Rap Star. You know, you can find all my links with one link, allmylinks.com/Porn Rap Star. Two sponsors for you to enjoy. The first one being the hottest adult mag in the game, eroticismmagazine.com. Next up, award-winning, award-nominated. We're talking about VoiceOver with Smut. And they even have a virtual reality side, which is award-nominated as well. I'm talking about blushrocker.com. And it's Black-owned. Shouts out to my man, Son Photographer. Also, you can see more content of mine for the more risque side of things of the podcast at the Premium Smoke Room on Loyal Fans. So go over there and subscribe today for $25.95. 5 premium podcasts for you to enjoy. It gets wilder. It gets crazier. you know what happens in the premium smoke room stays in the premium smoke room. So go ahead and subscribe over there to Loyal Fans. Also, 5 days out of the week, you can find me on FullySwapRadio.com as I chop it up with the industry's best and brightest. And we give you that real smoke and tea about the industry. Also, you can find me on SkyhawkAppleDogTV.com as well as the BGP LLC app. Now I'm going to sit back and let this gorgeous lady who, when I saw a picture, I said she need to be in front of the camera just as much as she's behind it. I'm talking about she also, who I understand, is a magazine owner, film director, mm-hmm. producer, writer, a.k.a. y'all can say she Mrs. Tubi if you really want to go there. Introduce herself. Go ahead, baby.
Everybody, this is Felicia. Again, award-winning writer, director, producer, magazine publisher based out of Charleston, South Carolina. Here to, you know, talk about me, my journey, my movies. We have 15 films on Tubi, more than 15 probably on Amazon Prime. The latest film is No New Friends. Again, that's on Tubi, Amazon Prime, Vudu, as well as other outlets or platforms. So you have to look it up. But, you know, we push Tubi because it's free. Yeah. You don't have to pull out a credit card. You don't have to rent it. You can watch it for free. What other questions do you have for me?
Oh, my God. My thing is we have conversation led by questions. So I don't want it to be no organic bullshit. That's why I don't tell nobody no questions, what have you. I usually go off of what people tell me. So we're going to begin like this. First, I had to interview you because you're from my neck of the woods. I'm in North Carolina. You're in South Carolina. And to me, to see that what you're building down in South Carolina is damn near great. From seeing some of your movies and stuff like that, the Reaches One Cherry Bomb, which we will get into in a minute and stuff. So how did you get started in the movie directing, writing scripts, and all this good stuff?
Well, I've been writing scripts since elementary school. I used to do like little plays in the library.
So you already knew what you wanted to do in life.
Yeah, you asked me when I was little what I wanted to do. I always said I wanted to be a writer. I've always said that was my goal. So I've been writing since I was little. Actually, what I did, I started when I went to college. When I went to college, I started my own magazine as a platform for my writing. You know, so I was writing my own stuff, putting in my magazine. I built up a fan base. We even started an award show. My award show started with 8 people to 3,000 attendees here in Charleston. I've been doing the magazine for like 17 years. I started doing like a TV show that played every Friday on Comcast here in Charleston, every day on Nology here in Charleston. It's called the Geechimon Chronicles. If you look those up, you know,
I think I actually heard of that.
So that's where we started a little bit, you know, because I've been doing a little serious things and, you know, then I started doing shorts and then started doing full lengths. My very, very first full length was actually Treasure Box, which is on Tubi. And that did really good. It was Treasure Box. After that was Sugar Babies, Lithia's Ball. I don't know the orders, but there's a bunch of them. We do got one short on Tubi called Glory Mountain. So that's our woman empowerment film. I got Black women dressed up in like goddess gowns going up a mountain to get to the top, you know, type thing. So it's creative. Like, we're very, very creative. But I used to be considered like the horror queen because I used to do a lot of horror.
Really?
They said that doesn't really sell too much. So I think the
Cherry Box, you could have easily turned it into a horror film. If you want to be honest about it, by the way that it was written, it could have went there in that direction.
I mean, that was written 100% by me. Cherry Bomb was 100%. The name before Cherry Bomb, I think it was Toxic something. But we changed it to Cherry Bomb, you know, because it was like that'll sell a little bit more. But yeah, so Cherry Bomb is about a mental, like, you know, black mental health. Like, basically, she's doing drugs, she's getting fucked up. And every time you see, you know, you know, as you can see, like, she's already was messed up anyway, but the more drugs she does, she ended up, you know, being with a friend, and her friend will pop up, and her friend will tell her to do things, and she was happy. Like, drugs makes you happy, drugs takes you there. You know, it's like, you don't have to worry about pain, you know, kind of thing. It's a good and a bad thing, because, you know, like, a lot of us, we go through depression and stuff like that. So drugs do, you know, can get you out of that, get you out of that feeling. But, you know, just, it just took it too far a little bit, you know. So every time, you know, you know that twist at the end is like, what? And some people hate it and some people love it.
Nah, I actually liked it. And the reason why I liked it was because it gave it, okay, let's just keep it 100. A lot of the typical Tubi movies is boss chick, baller, side chick, girl got cheated on, drug shit, this, that, and third. You hear what I'm coming from?
Yes.
No, period. Or in this situation, black girl lost. But you add an extra layer to it that she was actually going through a mental illness situation in the midst of her becoming lost. You get what I'm coming from? Which kind of played into mental illness within our culture that sometimes we don't take into account, people not being diagnosed of the mental illness and maybe not even realize they having it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In her case, like I said, you know, it was like, you know, but it sort of said that. That's why I said it sort of was saying, you know, when she, you know, and it seemed like she always needed a friend. If you notice, like in the beginning, it goes back to her running from her homegirls. They were chasing around a boy. Her mom was just like, you know, it's always going to be somebody else running me wild type thing. And it's always girls hating on her. But she always, and her mom mentioned, you know, what happened to your friend? Like, you always have your friend. So it's like, you know, some girls always have that friend, and your friend betrays you, and that would happen with her when she started really doing drugs, and her, you know, the other girl was like, nah, like, I don't do this. This is what you do with her. I'm out, you know? So she was like, okay, cool. So she wasn't really, she was high, but she wasn't that high until she got mad when her boyfriend cheated on her. Then that took her to a whole nother level, and then it was like, next thing you know, it's she meeting a friend, and it's like, hey, pop two of these. You do it first. Really? And then let's get back at him. So, you know, she getting back at him. It made her feel good because she had a friend with her. And, you know, and it's like she was doing, you know, she thought she was doing good, you know.
Yeah. No, because it's the point. Because, see, also what I liked was you left Easter eggs that went at the end of the movie that a person can go back and say, wait a second. Yeah, damn, why I ain't think of that? Why I ain't see that? You feel me? Because even
Some people caught it though, and that would get me too. Because you have people, like some people said they didn't like the movie. They said my movie dragged. And my thing is, what gets me is I had the buildup. The buildup, I get it. I guess none against nobody else with Tubi, and nothing against nobody else style. You know, like a lot of people, they want to see sex every 5 minutes. They want sex. They want people get shot every 5 minutes. It's like, it's leading up to the story. So the story is going back and forth. Some people said they didn't like that back and forth. They were just like, that's confusing. But the whole time she's in jail. So if you see her outside the jail, it's her telling her story, you know, it's showing the story of how she got there, how she became who she was. You know, she was, you know, she was a fun girl. She was a fun girl, you know, always had a friend, you know, her man left her. Now she's doing more drugs. She was already doing drugs because remember the other girl was around giving her drugs. So she started doing more drugs. And then it was like, okay, now I got another friend. And the Easter egg thing that some people did catch, because some people was like, they thought old girl was just rude. Like every time she had around her, nobody talked to her. It was like, well, dang, nobody's talking to her. Like,
this way caught me when the detective went and saw her in prison and said, we don't see no other girl with you on the camera. And I said, damn, I had a feeling that Bubbles, I mean, that was her name, right?
Yes, Bubbles.
was a figment of her mind or a multiple personality disorder type situation where when she gets some type of trauma, she become Bubbles.
Yes. So that's how it shows at the end where, you know, the shooting is like, remember it shows them walking through the door together, but then at the end it shows her walking in the door alone. She did that. You know what I'm saying? It was like, dang, you know. And then it also shows, you know, like we did the herpes thing. I know somebody was like upset that we did herpes. Herpes doesn't kill you. You know what I'm saying? Actually, if you look it up, I heard it was 1 out of 3, but I don't mean somebody else had an argument about that. Because it was like, that means if the three people if three people in here, if you, me, and so-and-so in here, one of us got herpes. But but herpes is something that a lot of people have, a lot of people live with. I don't have herpes. But I do know some people didn't get at me for that. It was like, you know, you're making it look like it's a bad thing. And I don't want to say herpes or whatever STD is a bad thing, but if you're having unprotected sex with anybody, you can catch anything. And you always have the AIDS.
They mentioned why the herpes was bad. It was bad because she slept with a married man and passed it along. And she didn't know that she had it.
Correct.
So to me, it's a teachable moment. As in, one, if you're going to be sleeping around, you might want to be tested as much as possible. And two, also, it plays to married men, them cheating, the fact that one, they shouldn't cheat, and two, the fact they cheat without using a condom.
And then the way we made it seem, and I said, some stuff is implied. So basically, you know, we didn't show a sex scene. It's like they woke up, like, what happened? And it's like, his character was supposed to come off kind of like, does he do this? You know what I'm saying? That's what I was trying to get from that moment. It was like she felt dirty. Like, this wasn't supposed to happen. You know, he's just like, everything cool. Like, you know, he brought her over there. You know, his wife's out of town. Everything's awesome. We watching TV. We chilling. And then just wake up and, it's because of the pasta. You know, it was because of the pasta, you know, that this happened. You know, it's like, wow, you know, you're still my little sister. You should hang out with me lately, you know, blah, 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 blah. So she's going on with her life, you know, like, okay, well, you know, whatever, whatever. And then he calls her like, hey, I'm going to kill you. So she's just like panicking, like, you know, you'll be panicking if somebody tells you that they're going to kill you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, well, let's get him before we get him, you know? So he goes home to his wife. But if you notice, he said that when they were walking, he was like, me and my wife are trying to have a baby. Yeah. You know, we get together, we're trying to have this baby together. And, you know, the wife's not thinking that, you know, hey, I don't sleep with nobody. I'm just with my husband, you know, and, you know, I was thinking something, you know, was kind of funny because, again, herpes is like hot, you know, like that. But sometimes it affects people differently. So you can catch it and it just won't be full blown. You got a whole thing around you either. So, I mean, that's why I said it's a lot of research. I had to look into it a little bit as well. I know somebody did get with me on the scene where she's looking at herself in the bathroom. And it was like, a lot of people don't sit on the toilet with their underwear on, but she could have been in the mirror. She could have been however. I mean, that's just how I thought the scene looked good.
Yeah.
Push the door.
I mean, what do you want her to do? Take a shit while she... Or pretend like she was taking a shit when it was expected. I mean...
I guess she wasn't supposed to have her underwear on, but my thing is... It's a movie. At the end of the day, we're not showing coochie and all that going on. So, I mean,
but not only that, it's kind of like this, right? Because she might have. Okay, then I'm just playing devil's advocate, smokers. She could have been like any dude. He pulled his underwear down to look at his dick to see what's going on.
Yeah,
and he may not take his underwear completely off. With her, she might have pulled her pulled the underwear to the side and she's looking. You feel me? It's kind of like, sometimes people don't want to just fall into the fantasy.
Yes.
They want to just nitpick it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And that's what you get. Like, you know, when you do a lot of these Tubi movies, they're picking at everything. This wouldn't happen in real life. And it's like, yes, it would have. Everything does not happen A, B, C, D in real life. And so, and everybody does things differently. So, you know, that's just my opinion.
Now, I started the movie that you had posted on your page.
No new friends?
Not new friends. This was an older one. The Gang Slay, something like that.
Yeah. Yes, I like that.
I noticed something even in that movie. Do you write your movies to be layered? And what I mean by layers, so Smoke's gonna understand, is that you got the main story, but you add other little small tidbit stories into the main story to kind of give the main story beef. You understand what I'm coming
from? Yeah, I do that. But I noticed that some of the Tubi people said that's a lot, it's everywhere, but I'm like, you this her friends are going through this and they're all connected. There's another movie on Tubi by me called Sinful. Now that one is like a whole soap opera going on. Mm-hmm. So you need to watch that one, so it can be really confusing, but it's not confusing because it's like these women in a home and they're all telling a story, but guess what, they all somehow connect with the stories. So and at the end of the movie, guess what, the home is not a home, it's they're in hell. Mm-hmm. So and that's Sinful. Now we did shoot that a while ago. Mm-hmm. So you know, the look of it might be you know, whatever. Now, but you know,
because to me, even though, now let's just keep it 100, of course a lot of the Tubi movies are somewhat low budgeted filmed, but it's like many of you producers and directors make up for it with the story and correct. The flow of the movie. You get what I'm coming from? Because to me, even with both of those movies, and did you have anything to do with Please? Because I saw it was on your page, or were you just promoting it?
No, I promote a lot of movies, different movies.
Okay, I get what you're saying. Like, you know, but even with the movie that I saw on your end, it's kind of like, to me, it's like you want to present a beefy story that draws people in. I see that you do that. So, where do you get a lot of your inspiration for when you're writing with your scripts?
It just comes to me. Mm-hmm. It just comes to me. Like, I'll have a dream and I can just write whatever comes to my head. it's no like, okay, this came from that. It just comes to me.
Mm-hmm. Now, when it comes to the casting, mm-hmm. Do you have an image of the lady that you want to, or guy to play that, you know, that role?
Yeah, I have a vision, but you know, it could change. That's why we do actually have people audition, because again, they're auditioning to show that they can be that person. So mm-hmm. I do have a you know, like, okay, they might be 25, but then hey, I might get a 40-year-old that can really do it, or the part could be for a 40-year-old, and a 25-year-old might come in. Okay, that's my so and so, and then you know, just make the characters younger. So you know, it does go like that, but I do have an idea of what I am looking for, but it can change based on the audition. Mm-hmm.
So it's like when, because I know with your writing, like with the script, how long it take you to churn out a script? Because so people can understand, writing a script is different than writing a book, because you're writing conversation, you're creating conversation, you're creating moments and everything. And also, I know within the script, you're also describing the location, the atmosphere, and the whole nine. So how long did it take you to churn out one? Because I know it takes a lot more thought process when it comes to the script.
Well, I'm kind of different, because when it comes to me and I can just sit down with it, it might take me 2 days to write a script. I'm editing the script now. I just be putting my story together and putting my stuff together. It takes about 2 days to write a script.
So with you, like, how you decide which type movie that you want to put out? Because you might have a script that you say, nah, this ain't the time for me to put this out. Or I don't think that the climate now, the fans will feel this or take this. You know,
I don't do none of that. Whenever it comes to me and I want to do what I do, it, I don't. Because my thing is, remember, like I said, the movies don't drop for like 6 months to a year. So we don't know what is going to be. We don't know what's going to be happening a year from now. But I did a Western last year, a year and a half ago. And guess what? Beyonce just dropped a Western song, and guess what? We got a Western movie. Black Western. I got them on cowboys. I got black cowboys, female cowgirls. I got them on horses. We got brothels. We got all kind of stuff going on. And you see how that works? See how God works?
Oh my God. Hold on. You just ain't gonna sit here and mention that you just did a Western. And we ain't gonna unpack this. So, because I love me a good Western, especially a black Western. You know?
Yes.
So now one, because this is a period timepiece, I understand budgeting and the whole nine. How'd you go about putting together this? Because it's different between, okay, we're doing a modern day something like Cherry Bomb versus...
We made it a modern day Western. Because I couldn't do anything about the electricity. I couldn't do nothing. There was a couple things I couldn't do nothing with. So it is a modern day Western, but it'd be like real country. Like they got on the cowboys, they got on the horses. They shooting. We got the I ordered the prop guns. Mm. We are in a barn. We made the church a barn. He ends up shooting what the girl for stealing his diamond on the barn. He meets another female. They go to the brothel to get the girl's sister. They tie her up. Mm-hmm. He ends up meeting the wife. He was killed. Me and my partner, Isaac Hilton, we wrote a Western. It's already put together. We're just going to do some narration to it because, again, there's certain things we couldn't do. Like, when we're in the bar, it's like we couldn't do nothing with electricity. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's the electricity in the bar. There is a Ciroc sign in the bar if you're looking really closely. There's little things. So we have to modernize
I think even to the point when you think about towards the end of the Western era, there was some electricity because of, of Edison, what have you. So, because you can easily see and say it's towards, because think about it, because there were still cowboys around the time when you had Dillinger in them. You know, period. They still were dressed as cowboys and the whole nine. I'm a history buff, babe. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Trust me. I'm the kind of person because I did porn for 15 years, and kind of the same way you want to dot the I's and cross the T's, I was the same way. Because it was like any question that somebody have, I want to be able to, you can answer it with this because of this. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's fine though, because you don't see too many of the black creators going that creative. They mostly sticking with hood shit.
We got them in costumes. We done got them in Western costumes, hats. We on a black ranch. A black ranch in Monk's Corner, South Carolina, black owned. We had to do we call it the horseback riding, because you can't get them on a horse unless they, So we did all that. Yeah, we, so that was a Western. We do have a comedy, I'm just skipping out, but we do have a female comedy dropping in June 11th on Tubi. It's called Have You Seen My Man? So basically, it's comedy is going to be either hit or miss.
Yeah.
So I can see Tubi ripping it up like what in the hell? Because like she wakes up, she's looking for a man the whole time. It's actually a low key stoner movie. I'm TMI, y'all, where the man is. Basically, he actually got high off some brownies and he was sleeping all day, but she didn't know that. And she got an attitude and she didn't know where her man at. So she's going to his job. She's going to the mom house. She, this stuff going on. The girls are getting together. She's upset. She can't find her man. The ex-girlfriend popping up, she trying to fight her. It's a comedy. So it's just like, when you put something out, you gotta be, they hate it. They might hate this movie, you know what I'm saying? But at least we put our all into it, to make it as best as we want to, So after that, we have another movie called Killing With a Smile. Mm-hmm. And I redid like a Black Misery, but I got a twist to it. So basically it's the guy and the girl together. The girl is actually the wife. She's dying. She ends up putting a spell on her husband's best friend, like childhood best friend, which happens to be a woman. He knows that this woman is still hanging around. He never cheated on her now. But, the woman wants him. So she's actually behind her back, helping her put the insurance together, this. And, so... wait for her to die type thing. But yeah, and it's like a remake of Misery, but it's younger black people And I think that's going to be a hit. I really do think that's going to be a hit. That drops in July on Tubi. And then, you know, we just finished the film with Christopher Dahl, He Loves Me Not. Dajon Ford's in it. Lovey Badass is in it. A couple people in it. A lot of people in it. Daniel Green.
Yeah, I noticed that you do have a lot of the... Because you just mentioned Christopher Dahl. And I also saw that you had my man Gravy, a.k.a. Mr. Tubi.
You're talking about Notorious. He's not, no, I haven't worked with him yet. He's not none of my movies.
Yeah, okay, no doubt. See, I be seeing the stuff on your page, I'd be like, man, she didn't. But I'm pretty sure you're gonna get him because, like I said, even with the movies, your movies are growing. You know, period. I'm gonna ask you this. Is it safe to say that your company, your film company, is becoming very well known? Because like I said, a lot of these movies are actually being seen. And motherfuckers making TikToks. Because even my wife ran to a TikTok that said something about Cherry Bomb. You feel where I'm coming from? Because I see a lot of TikTokers, they talk about the Tubi movies and a lot of y'all creators. So have you noticed a huge your popularity kind of growing right now?
Okay.
Now, as have you noticed?
Yes. And then our YouTube Films page reached 46 million people. I get paid just by posting on Facebook, so of course. Of course.
Excuse me. And by the way, this flex has been brought to you by Geechee Films.
Yeah.
So now the other part of it is how good it feels to be a Black woman creator.
I think it's awesome. You know, we need our stories to come alive. We need, you know, we have our visions, we have our stories, we have our, you know, ways of telling what we want to come across. So and there's a lot of females coming out, you know, but there's a lot more men and they seem to stick together more than the females. Mm-hmm. But you know, we push it, you know.
Yeah, because I know with you and my girl from Plush Entertainment, man, y'all killing it, yo. Y'all are fucking killing me. So when are we gonna get a Geechee Films app? Because it seems like that's the next level for everybody.
I did one and the girl who did it had some issues, and so I paid all this money for an app and everything. This was 3-4 years ago before everybody started doing apps.
But now I'm gonna ask you this, because you mentioned you did a comedy. How hard is it to write a comedy versus a drama?
It's like I said, my way of doing things is differently because it comes to me, so it's not hard at all. Like it comes to me, like I have a dream and I'll wake up and I'll write. So somebody else might be taking forever, but I write as God has given me the vision.
So how do you know when you write something that is going to hit funny wise?
I don't know if it's going to hit money wise. People might hate it. I don't know.
Funny as in you get that laugh.
Oh, I mean, I hope they get it. That's why I tell you. That's why I just told you. I don't know if my I don't know if this comedy is gonna be good. I don't know.
Oh no, I let you know because you know we're gonna bring you back so we can discuss it. But something tell me from the scenario that you just described, it's gonna be funny as fuck just because the dude fell asleep off an edible and his wife can't find him. So I can imagine the shit that she goes through to find his ass. And then find out that he wasn't cheating. He was just asleep. I'm sorry. That's gold. That's gold. You know, period. But like I said, when it comes to distribution of a movie, because with adult film, that's one thing I talk about with the people that I bring on is how we put our stuff out and everything. And how do y'all go about putting your stuff on these platforms?
I have a distribution and my distributor puts it on the platform. So all I do is produce the movie, make sure everything's together and give it to them and they distribute it to the different platforms.
So now, does it have to fit a certain type of qualification for the distributor to take it, do it? Because
they gotta like it, they gotta approve it. I don't know exactly all the details, but they gotta like it, approve it, and you know, it gotta make sense to them. That's all I can really say. Mm. But what I'll do my best is to try to make it the best as I can make it, you know? That's all I can do.
So other words, smokers, unlike the content creators in my business that can just do a cell phone, can do a cell phone just get into business. No, you just can't grab a cell phone and get into this business, people. You got to put some work in, some thought, some attention to detail, and some quality. Because yes. If not, you ain't going to get nowhere in this shit. So, oh my God. So now I got to ask you this. The girl that played in Cherry Bomb, the lead.
Yes, Deja.
What's her name again?
Deja McCall.
Deja McCall. She's good. She's good.
And she's in the games we play that you said too. She's in that.
She's in Sneaky Links
with us. She's in a few films. She's in Sneaky Links. She's in Dead Alive Stories.
I seen Sneaky Links. Yeah, okay. See, I know I done seen a lot of your shit. It's just, like I said, I pay attention to the title credits but so much. You know what I'm saying? So when
you seen Tiffany the Doll?
Huh?
You have seen Tiffany the Doll?
Hell yeah! She's Miss Tubi. Actually, I did a...
No. Did you see the movie Tiffany the Doll?
Yes. Yes, actually.
Okay, that's me too.
see that what I'm saying? It's like a lot because people be because it was like when I sit back. I've talked to Bobby Pleaser. I talked to Terry Mills, and I talked to my man Brandon E. Cornett, aka Beastly Jones, and stuff. And it's what I love talking to y'all is that you know I want to show the world that there's a world outside of Hollywood. Of independent creators that they do just as good of work. They may not have the same budget, they may not have the same equipment or resources, but yet they're able to create iconic films. You know what I'm saying? Correct. Yeah, because I'm sorry, that Cherry Bomb was good as shit, and your girl that played the lead, I see she's very versatile because even with the games we played, she just played that thought. It was, she had me dying out laughing. She put your boy to sleep.
Yeah, that's what I said. You see,
did she fuck him or did she drug him?
Which movie? Which movie now? The games we
play? And the games we play? Yeah. When he pulled his pants and then they came and found his ass laid out.
That's supposed to be like a menage type thing. It's like he fell out and fainted and nothing happened kind of thing. Like, so what can I do to help you, Mr. Pointer? Oh, I can show you their position. You know, like he's a pervert, you know, type thing. Like, yeah. I can show you, you know. So, yeah. But that was her very, very first movie with us, actually, too. The games we played.
Yes, and as well as the lead actress. All the actresses that I've seen, as well as the actors that you have, are very good and everything. And so, it just, what tickled me with games we played was that the lead, she was taking these trips with these guys. And I take it that the husband, if I'm correct, the husband didn't know that it was with guys.
Well, it's like she was taking visits. That's what she's calling them. You know, like doing that. If you get your own room, you pay for your own ticket. It's like she's making money by you going out with you, but she's not doing nothing with you.
Yeah, which was so intriguing about it. And so, like I said, I'm going to finish it, trust believe. And me and my wife even talked about it, which I see that your movies cause conversation too. Because me and my wife had a conversation. Like I was like, well, why would these, because she was like, these dudes shouldn't expect anything, but I said, but a lot of these dudes, even though she might say, no, we ain't going to do it, they might think that they that lucky one.
We show all got naked. He was like, well, I done spent all my money. We in this hotel, my dick out. And she's like, no, he's like, this is why people get raped, you know, get the fuck out, you know. I done spent all my money, I bought you what you wanted, we had a good fucking night, and go tell me, you know, we ain't fucking, you know?
Yeah. which I'm kind of glad that y'all showed that, because it showed that you can go on a weekend with a guy and it's strictly business. Because from the world I come from, you have guys that pay to just have a girl to be around them just for the look, for the aesthetic, you know, period. Not necessarily anybody doing sex or anything of that nature. So I'm kind of liked that show that, and it, you know, also, like I said, will cause, you have stuff in your film that would cause conversation amongst couples, amongst groups, and stuff like that, you know, period.
Yeah, because my thing at the end of the day, I mean, she made it clear, though. Hey, yeah. You're going to get your own room. You know, that's when the other guy came in. You know, he's flirting with her a little bit. You know, nice guy. You know, he's on BMF, actually. That dude there, he's on BMF. He was on The Shy. He's from Atlanta. He came and talked to work with us. You know, nice looking guy, D. Robinson. So basically, that's why she was putting it out there. Again, you get your own room. You know, he's like, yeah, everything's cool. But then remember, a girl called her about, you know, the job situation. That's why she went in the room with the guy. And, you know, they're laying in the bed and they did kiss. And he's like, fuck your husband. And then she was telling her girl later on, you know, I almost. And I was like, well, almost don't count. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, like, my partner was like, she cheated. Even if they didn't have sex, by the kissing, that's still considered cheating.
Yeah.
You know, but she was just like, I almost, you know. So that letting them know that, okay, she didn't have sex with him. So then it's like all that stuff with a girlfriend. She's like, let me go see him. So she goes to his house. The woman comes to the door. She's like, oh, CJ. You know, and nah, I'm not his mother. I mean, I thought that was hilarious. I think that was a good scene. Because it was like the son comes down. And it seemed like he done did that before. Because the son was like pretending like, I don't know. Like it's trying to stand up. And, you know, and he looking at the son like, act like you know her, and you know, you can tell your mom. That was a funny scene.
Yeah, because like I said, I mean, to me, but I think that what makes movies great is that after the movie's over, you can sit down and have a conversation about what happened within the movie and certain parts of it, you know, period. Because I feel any entertainment should also educate at the same time.
And as you can see, that's Vida. That was with Ja Rule. She played the sex doctor. Where would I be without you? Yeah, that's Vida. But we got a lot of celebrities in that movie. So that movie has Vida. You know, that was in Belly. So she plays the sex doctor. Black and Blue Tears, we got Big V from the Nappy Roots. Okay. Simple, which I told you about, as well as Lithia's Ball. We have Nicki Natural from Love and Hip Hop Miami. She's in both of those movies with us. We had Omar Gooding. You know, he had a special appearance in Pieces. And again, we just had a couple TV stars recently. We had Denzel Dandruff. We had Crystal Dahl. We had DeJuan Ford.
Yeah, Denzel. We had
an Olympic person in one of our movies, Brandon, Raven Sanders. She's from Charleston. But she's an Olympic winner. You know, she actually was in a movie that hasn't came out yet. There's somebody else, too. I'm missing people. I'm missing names. There's so many people out here. I'm missing a couple names. But
so how do you get connected with these stars? Because, like I said, I know Omar Gooden. I mean, he's a known one.
Yeah, he's in a lot of independent films, too. If you haven't noticed. You put in his name, Ham, Cook, and Powell. They do a lot of independent movies, so just everybody, you know, talks and reaches out and stuff like that. And I know Vida, I think I may have hit her up or whatever like that. Nicki Natural was on a magazine here in Charleston, so I reached out to her.
Mm-hmm.
Diamond, the last time had How to Catch a Ball, the Diamond from Crime Mob. She plays Penny. Ooh. So we was on set with her. Penny. Well, not Diamond from Crime Mob, her character's name is Penny. That hasn't came out yet. That'll probably be out like in 6 or 7 months. Okay. It's called How to Catch a Baller. So,
yeah, I saw the advertisement for that.
So we do have her in the movie as well. And again, it's other people out there too. You know, but I was trying to get Rashida in my movie, but Rashida said she was in London. I don't know.
So when it comes to the stars, do you make a role for them, or do you find a role they fit?
You're trying to find a role they fit. Every once in a while, you can probably put something small. Like Black Rob was supposed to be in Lithia's Ball, but he died. Like he We already put a deposit and everything. He died before we actually filmed with him. But he was supposed to have been in Lithia's ball as like the dude he's talking to at the corner, you know, just a scene or two, but yeah. Still we could have said he was in the movie. We also went to Vegas and we were Tiffany the doll, we was working with Iris from 702. She did die, you know, condolences to her and her family. But, you know, 2 years ago, we did go meet her in Vegas and, you know, shot a couple scenes with her and hung out with her in Vegas as well. So that's most of this, you know, little celebrities here and there.
Yeah. So, like, when you come up with the scenario of the scenes, and I'm talking about, I had this conversation with Terry Mills, and even, like, when y'all have to, like, for example, you were saying about how you turned the church into a barn. How do you go about finding the places where you can film to bring the vision to life?
This basic location scout, I mean, that right there, I was looking for like a ranch or something, and I think we was out, and we saw a black cowboy, and then I was like, hey, I'm doing a Western, and he was like, yeah, I got this land, y'all come out there, and, you know, so he has, you know, like, when you know, on a ranch, they got the barn. He got the whole setup. He got the land. He got the horses. All we got to do is show up and shoot.
Yeah.
Get the costume.
Yeah, I know that was cool. And two, also good advertising for them.
Yes. Yeah. Always, you know, promotion. And we do promote a lot of black businesses in our movies. Salons. I got a hair with a wig sponsor. Her name is Penny. Her is Miracle Wigs by Penny. You know, LLC, you'll see me promoting her on a page. And, you know, she makes the wigs from scratch, you know, from scratch. So she travels, she has ambassadors. Like I said, Lovey Badass is one. A girl named Unique Music from Texas, a couple other people. We have clothing stores, clothing lines. I know, have you ever heard the song, The Nasty Song? That's, yeah. He's actually a clothing sponsor. Stop Lions is a clothing sponsor. Bell Red Boutique, Pretty in Real Life Boutique, Mr. Nisha Parker, you know, there's a lot, you know, just that's why I said there's so people understand there's so much to go into movies, wardrobe, hair, makeup artists, people behind the scenes, photography. All that, so it's a lot getting locations. Yeah, so it's a lot of people you don't see on the screen that's part of
even in the porn industry, it's the same. It's just on a somewhat of a smaller scale. We come to the independent, you feel me? But it's,
yeah,
that's why I try to show people the behind the scenes so they can understand what we do is not easy. It's not as simple as her just pointing a fucking camera. It's a lot of prep that goes into it. And I don't want to go into the after effect after you film everything, the editing and all that, because y'all editing is way more complex than ours. You know, period, and everything. So it's amazing when I look at y'all finished product and knowing what y'all had to go through going to do everything. It's mind blowing, you know, period. But see, this is one question I wanted to ask, because when it comes to the lovemaking scene, because that's what my fans want to know, how do y'all go about it with y'all actors and actresses? And how do y'all direct it? Because I had talked to a young lady by the name of the sexologist, AKA the glamazon known as Tyoming Morgan. And some directors have her on set to kind of coach the talent with the lovemaking and discussing boundaries and such of that nature. So how do y'all go about that when it comes to lovemaking scenes?
Well, I mean, we don't really have any in-depth sex scenes at all as of yet. A lot, like you said, if you like the games they play, you can see her underwear, you can see.
Yeah, yeah.
But I we don't really have no in-depth. A lot of these girls really don't want to have a sex scene.
Yeah, yeah.
We personally have not got to that level as of yet to be really, you know, just right now we're just angles, so nobody's really touching nothing and doing all that stuff. So it's just like, you know, maybe dry humping, and that's basically it. We don't really have too much of nothing else, so it's not like you can catch nothing or get nothing, because We don't really have none of that going on as of yet.
Oh, no, but I mean, I understand how Hollywood do their sex things. Of course, the dude is not completely wasteless. He has something on. Trust me, they're not really doing the dude. But I know that the actress still had to feel comfortable with the guy to a certain extent to really, so the scene can go smooth. You feel what I'm coming from? So, like, any conversation between them, any conversation between you and them, because you're the director or what have you. You feel what I'm coming from?
Yeah, just so basically, just be like, hey, y'all have a sex scene. Hopefully, I mean, I get what you're saying, too, because they do have, nowadays, they do have what you call a little, what's it? They got someone that coaches that now, but
yeah,
we don't really, like, I have it where, like, it's just like, we ask what they're comfortable with, and we try to, you know, like, one girl, she doesn't, like, when you watch Sneaky Link, she doesn't have any sex scenes, really. It's like one, it looks like she's getting a coochie. I mean, besides that, it's more like her about to have sex, and then, okay, now it's over. So we haven't really got to that point where, you know, but even the little small scenes, they have to feel comfortable with each other, and, hey, do you mind kissing them? Do you mind touching them? Do you mind this? They say no. I mean, we can't force it. So.
Yeah. No, I just like asking that and stuff so people can understand it when it comes to filming, whether it's porn or or actual movies, there is some type of consent. There had to be some type of comfortability between the talents so that the scene can shoot smooth and look authentic as much as possible.
Correct.
You know,
if you want to say that, but our sex scenes, we, you know, they don't, none of them look, you know, you know, it's my, you can tell that they had, you can see the underwear, you know,
like cherry bomb, you know, that sex scene. We know it's a movie, you get what I'm saying, but it's still though that even with some of your sex scenes, it still holds the illusion. I can still lose myself in the fantasy, even though I see her in the, and it, even though I see that she had not moved that thong to the side one time, well, maybe he was, maybe he didn't want the thong moved to the side. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
You feel me? It still has some authenticness to it. Because even with, like I said, with Cherry Bomb, when you didn't show the sex, it still showed, it's somewhat of a comedy of, because dude had his shirt over his head and shit, or whatever over his head. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, it was an oopsie.
Yeah, like, oh my God, what happened?
Yeah, and it fit what you were trying to bring across in that part of the film.
Yes. So it's like, what happened? Oh my goodness, that that pasta. So, you know, I had somebody say that too, like, you know, on her and blame it on the pasta. It's all about the pasta. Yeah. You know, so it's,
that was some good-ass pasta. I need that pasta. Shoot, he need to sell that. Oh my God. So yes, Miss Lady, I done held this lady up here for almost an hour and we ain't even touched the surface of a lot of things. So you know I'm about to bring you back, Mama.
Okay.
I'm bring
you back. Well, I'm good.
No doubt. So with that being said, I got to ask you the $1 million question. Can I call you a smoke buddy?
Yes.
Y'all heard it. She'll be back here on the Smokers Lounge. You know, she's not going to make it to the Premium Smoke Room. But you know to go subscribe. But she will be back here on the Premium. She will be back here on the Smokers Lounge. We're going to talk more about her movies. Especially, I can't wait for the new ones to drop. So we can talk about that and everything. And maybe she might show her pretty face. Because people, when you see the pictures, you're going to be like, she need to be in front of the camera too. I mean, I'm just saying, she's gorgeous. She's gorgeous. You know.
Oh, thank you.
So with that being said, tell everybody where they can find you, where they can find your movies, all that good stuff.
All right. So again, my name is Felicia Rivers, Miss Geechee One. If you go on Facebook, it's Felicia, F-E-L-I-C-I-A space Geechee One, all E's, which is G-E-E-C-H-E-E-O-N-E. That's Geechee One. That's my brand. Last name is Rivers. So it's Felicia Geechee One Rivers. That's Facebook. If you go to Instagram, it's at Geechee One. Again, that's at G-E-E-C-H-E-E-O-N-E. I don't really be on Instagram like that, but, you know, I think when I share on Facebook, it goes to Instagram. Again, if you're trying to reach me, you would want to hit me on Facebook if you can. Or you can also email me at Geechee One News. Again, that's G-E-E-C-H-E-E-O-N-E newsagmail.com. If you need me, you can always, my phone be going off a lot, so texting is best, 843-628-9994. The website needs to be updated, so, but I do have a website, getyouone.com. It does need to be updated, so don't trip. But that's my Facebook, that's my IG, that's my phone number, that's my email. Follow us on Geechee One Films on Facebook. Again, we're at 46 million. I promote everybody's movies, not just mine, but everybody. So, you know, and again, like I said, we got 15 films on Tubi. And I can go over that real quick. Like I said, what is a short? Now, Glory Mountain is a 20-minute short. It's a woman empowerment short. You know, it is, what is it? It is woman, woman's month. So, you know, you might, you know, sit back and watch a short. It's 20 minutes. It's you know, woman empowerment. But Black and Blue Tears, Treasure Box, Sneaky Links, Twerk, Reggae Nights, which is like a fun movie with reggae music, dancing. You know, I try to do different things. So that's what I said. All my movies are different. So you're going to be like, okay, dang, that's something totally different. But it's music-centered. Sugar Babies, Tiffany the Doll, The Games We Play, The Color Green, Lithia's Ball, Pieces, No New Friends, Cherry Bomb, Glory Mountain, Sinful, Slay Queen, which is my holiday movie, Dead Alive series, which is actually a series. I think it's about 8 episodes. We have Zombie Cheerleaders on there. We got Monsters Eating People on there. We got people turning into zombies. It's a bitch. Hold on. It's like 8 ones. So it's Black Mermaids, Killer Queens, Party Till You Die, Strange Things. I'm trying to see if I remember all of them off my head. I don't know. It's a bunch of them. I do know a lot of people said we should probably make Zombie Cheerleaders stuff full length. We got the, you know, the cheerleaders. They're I don't know. Watch it. It's on Tubi, but it's under Dead Alive Stories. Trap Flicks Party is another one, which is like that too. I want to say it's about 4 shorts. It starts off somebody watching TV, and it, you know, it goes to the shorts, which actually the first short is Tiffany the Doll, the original Tiffany the Doll, which we made a short, and we made it a full-length film, which we are planning on doing Tiffany the Doll Part 2. Mm. We might change the name to Army of Dolls, but that one's going to be even more crazier because I need some people, because we, you know, these dolls are actually going to start chasing and bite people and shit. So I think it's going to be totally fucking dope once we do it. But yeah, that's all 15 titles. And again, we drop, wrapping up, He Loves Me Not on the 16th. We are filming The Killer, The Boyfriend Killers on the 17th. Mm-hmm. And then, our next film is called, what's the name of the darn film? I can't think right now. It's right now, it's called My Biggest Fan, but we might change it because I did find out someone else has that name. So it might be called Fan, but. And I got a movie like an R. Kelly type thing about this girl, this mother who gives her daughter to a rapper for money, and she ends up waking up in a dungeon for the other girls. That's another script on deck too.
I'm gonna tell you the movie that I wish I, if I had the money, I would make.
Okay.
It's about this gangster from Durham called Frank Matthews. Cause they didn't make a movie about Frank Lewis, but no one made a movie about Frank Matthews. And okay, he's the only black gangster that never got caught. I think that's the reason why they ain't ever made a movie about him. But I think he has a bad story. Never got caught. And from Durham, North Carolina.
Okay. Yeah, you should do it. That'd be dope. No problem. Let's get it.
Shit. That's why I say, boy, if I ever go in the lotto, boy, you know I'll give you a phone call, right? To do a movie, right? You do know that. Because you're right next door, so.
Yeah, we got to do it. No problem. Anybody want to network? Let me up. If y'all want to make a donation, my Cash App is Miss, what's it, $ MSGEECHEEONE. And my beautiful face will pop up. You know, I'll take $1, I'll take $5, I'll take $20, I'll take $1,000, whatever you want to donate to me. If you didn't get it, you, again, text me 843-628-9994. We do have an event. We got 2 events coming up here in Charleston, March 30th. The Western premiere here in Charleston. Tickets are $25 on Eventbrite. as well as April 25th, I have Chicago director, photographer, Reginald Iron coming to Charles. I do actors workshops on Thursdays. They're free. He's coming to speak as well as do headshots. And the headshots are like $99. And people get booked off these headshots. So, you know, and I had a lady in my actors class yesterday. She drove from Alabama 9 hours just to meet me. And she was in my class, and she wants to do a movie. So, you know, hopefully we'll make that happen for her as well. So, like I said, you know, just don't be scared. We here.
Let's I mean, work. Think about this. You got people that drive and want to be a part of your film. That speaks volumes to your success in this business model.
Yeah, so.
That speaks volumes straight up. Like, what? You know how long a drive it is for Alabama people to to South Carolina?
Yeah, but I actually did that. There's a network in Linden, Alabama. It's called the On Point Network. We won 3 awards this year. I don't think I won director. We won movie, actress, and something else. But last year I won the best director. And we drove there from Charleston to Alabama, Linden, Alabama. For that, actually, the crazy thing is I don't drive, like, my car has taken me everywhere. I drove to New York. I drove all the way to New York and back for the Carefree Black Girl picnic. We showed a movie in the Bronx. We showed a movie up in the woods. I drove to Chicago. I'm an actress as well. So if you go on Tubi, it's called The Wizard 2020. I do play one of the evil stepsisters on the one in the red that poisons Dorothy and all that.
Yeah, I'm about to look that up right now.
I think it's spelled out. The T-H-E Wizard 20 might be the number 20 spelled out. But I am in that movie. And I'm in a comedy, too, called Dank, D-A-N-K. That just came out.
I'll go watch it up there. I get around to it because me being a smoker, you know, you said Dank, I got to watch.
Yeah, it was called Reefer. They changed it to Dank, but I'm in it for like two. I'm the Geechee girl cursing that dude, the little skinny girl cursing.
We're using the Geechee's dialect, baby.
No, I mean, I'm from the Chuck, so we say that, but I do sound Geechee because people are like, you from Jamaica? And I'm like, nah. But but like I said, that's two movies that I am in. They're not my movies, you know. Like I said, if you didn't know, telling you the 2020, The Wizard 2020, which is a remake of The Wiz, black remake, and as well as D-A-N-K, Dank. So there's two films that you could watch on Tubi that I am in. I'm in a couple of mine, but you know, like just extra here or there, but those ones I actually had parts. I'm cursing and acting a damn fool.
But you ain't Cherry Bomb.
Trying to think if I made it anywhere in Cherry Bomb. I don't think so. If I did, I don't remember. I know I wasn't in the jail or nothing like that. It would be like if, you know, like an extra needed someplace or something. I know like in Sugar Babies, I'm the judge, but I don't have any. If you have to catch it real quick. Mm-hmm. If you don't catch it, you don't catch it. But like I said, those two films, I'm actually, you know, other people's productions and I'm actually talking it, you know, a actual character doing something.
Say no more. So people, she will be back. And I hope y'all enjoyed this episode because I damn sure did. You know, period. So with that being said, you know how we end these things all day, every damn day, people. Life is a learning experience. What's the point of the experience if you haven't learned anything? Smoke this over. Miss Rivers, say goodbye to the smokers.
All right, bye, smokers. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful night.